Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Get out and enjoy the weather these next couple of days because something ugly is coming up. Hopefully the forecast will change. We shall see. It usually does. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of September 24th and 25th. Ninth turn of the calendar page. Wow. Gone. It is flying by. October, though. The glorious month of October inbound. But hey, we have some hunting opportunities now. Canada goose season, resident geese is still going on. Railbird season is still going on. But again, a happy new year when a season opens. Indeed, cause for a new year celebration today. Cottontail rabbit and gray squirrel seasons open. I know where I'm going to be next week. I love the early season opportunities for both these species. A lot of fun to hunt and a lot of great eating. Hey, speaking of hunting now, there are still spots available for the youth pheasant hunt that's going to take place November 5th. Now, Bureau of Wildlife Management stocks hundreds of birds on 10 wildlife management areas around the state, but you have to register. Again, there's still time. Registration closes October 15th. Late registrations will not be accepted. Priority is going to be given to first-time participants, and they encourage the youth who have never had the opportunity to upland hunt to take advantage of this program. But here's the dealio. Youth hunters who do not register for the guided morning hunts, and they have some great mentors and great bird dogs, they can still participate November 5th and the next week, November 7th through 11th, on any one of the 10 wildlife management areas stocked for the Take a Kid Pheasant Hunting Program. Go to njfishandwildlife.com for more information or any other questions. Contact the staff at, okay, check this out, lowercase r, number 3, mentoredhunt@dep.nj.gov. Now, we have a super event coming up Saturday, October 15th. Mark this down. Try to be a part of it. It's the annual Sporting Clays fundraiser event for the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. This is the organization that's fighting for your hunting, fishing, and trapping rights. And, again, along with the United Bow Hunters of New Jersey and State Federation of Sportsmen Club, they're trying to establish a bulwark because the antis are being relentless. Sign-ins at 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. at where? Red Wing Sporting Clays. Shout-out to Roger Guyverson, Danny Guyverson, little Danny Guyverson, who's now bigger than big Danny Guyverson. Red Wing Sporting Clays there in Port Republic. Great, great facility. 75 donation per person includes 100 rounds of Sporting Clays shot over 15 stations. Lunch and cold beverages are going to be served after the shoot. And we'll have more on this next week. I think we have Ed Markowski scheduled. Yeah, from the NJOA. It's going to be a super event. Again, it's Saturday, October 15th. Sign in 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Starts promptly at 9 a.m. at Red Wing Sporting Clays, 317 Suey's Landing Road in Port Republic. I just love that. I just love that facility. Okay, coming up, man, we have Peter Stark. We're going to be talking squirrels and cottontails. And then, oh, these look so bad. So bad. Two new heads are out on the market. Bow hunters, got to check these out. Check these out. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's. Check out Chickie and Pete's all-new happy hour every weekday starting at 4 p.m. Enjoy select craft beers, seltzers, and wines for $5, plus feature cocktails for $7 on our special happy hour food menu. We call it the Bar Board with world-famous crab fries, tasty pretzel nuggets, and get ready, curds aroni with crispy bacon and Dijon cheese sauce. Chickie and Pete's all-new happy hour every weekday starting at 4 p.m. Chickies and Pete's.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's. College football is back. Come join us for XL College Football Saturdays every Saturday starting at 11 a.m. We have you covered. Ice cold domestic draft personal pitchers for just $5. Plus a wing special for you and your crew like no other. 40 classic or boneless Chickie and Pete's award winning wings for just $60. Choose from buffalo, barbecue, dry rub, or the new kid on the wing block, spicy Thai peanut wings. XL College Football Saturdays only from Chickies and Pete.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rabbit and squirrel seasons open today. Now, this is what the dealio is. Hunting hours are sunrise a half hour after sunset. The season's going to run from now and through February 25th. There's the 8 a.m. start on November 12th. That's when the pheasant and quail season's open. It's going to be closed. They're going to be closed December 5th through 10th and December 14th. Air bow or shotgun, 5 bushy tail and 4 cottontails are the daily limit. And I'll tell you, this it's such an exciting time of year for me. Again, fall is, you know, that little cold snap we're having. It's, you know, man, if autumn is here, and it is just a grand time to be a field. Now, the treetops, there's still a lot of cover up there. So you're going to have to pick and choose your shots. Same thing with the bunnies. Now, what we like to do with the bunnies, early morning, just legal shooting time. Actually, a little before, get out, situated scope. They usually come out on grassy edges. You get those early morning eats. And that's when, once it's legal, that's when you got to really stalk them up, try to move carefully. We prefer the 20-gauge shotguns. We've done the pellet rifling, but this is, it's a lot of fun. Now with the bushy tail, same thing. A lot of stuff, a lot of cover up there. You'll hear the nuts falling. You can either do a stalk, especially after rain or you get a lot of dew on the ground. And before there's a ton of leaves down, you can do the spot and stalk. That's a lot of fun. Talk about perfect training for deer hunting. Or you can do like the lazy man, Tom Peeway, sit your butt against a tree and listen for the nuts falling, listen for the gnawing, the squirrels, and try to spot them in the treetops or on the ground. Let me tell you, that's a 20-gauge thing. These things are fast. And he said, shooting squirrels with a shotgun. Have you ever done it when they're going through the treetops or running along the ground? These things, they make pheasants, not a comparison. And it's bushy-tail hunting, cottontail hunting, early season especially, is a lot of fun. But, you know, to me, it's Jersey, and I understand we're so enamored with the deer. I love my deer hunting. You know, the stalking of pheasants, the stalking of the quail on Peasley and Greenwood Forest. The squirrels and the bunnies seem to, like an underutilized resource. They, you know, they're sort of ignored. I'm seeing a little more people squirrel hunting, but for the most part, two underutilized resources. How are their populations? What's the status of the bunnies and the bushytails in New Jersey? Joining us on the line right now, very, very special guest. First time in the Rack and Fin radio domain is Peter Stark. He is the fur bearer and small game management biologist for the DEP's Division of Fish and Wildlife. We're going to talk bunnies and squirrels for a couple of minutes. Peter Stark, thanks for joining us. How you doing, little brother? Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You're always invited out here. Now that I have your contact, you're going to be here a lot for me, man. Hey, man, how come there's no squirrels over here? Well, Peter, my thing is, you know, again, deer, pheasants, quail, they're like the hot waterfowl. Even they're the highlights. Bunnies and bushytails seem to be almost like an afterthought. One guy, yeah, we'll do that sometimes when there's nothing else around, but hardcore squirreling and hardcore bunny hunting, the numbers, especially the latter with the beagle guys, seems to be shrinking, and it's a shame because, to me, two severely underutilized resources that great fun hunting and great on a dinner table, and their population in Jersey, they pretty steady. What's the dealio?
Yeah, they are steady. You know, they're, like you said, they are such an underutilized resource. They're a ton of fun to hunt. If you've never tried it before, I would definitely recommend it. And, you know, the cool thing about them is they're so accessible. They're literally like everywhere.
Yeah.
So, just a great opportunity to get out in the woods and try something new.
Well, Peter, here's the thing. You always hear like, oh, they reproduce like rabbits or whatever. Same thing. I noticed, just out of curiosity, the biologist here, I've seen squirrels mating as early, and it's obvious people what they're doing, like the second, maybe even third week in March, and we've seen squirrels that are much bigger than chipmunks, like the end of September. Same with the bunnies. I mean, how many times will each respective species, you know, again, under optimum conditions, how many times a year will they mate?
Yeah, on average for a squirrel, adult female squirrel will produce 2 litters a year.
Oh.
And then for rabbits, I believe it's 3 litters a year.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly some potential for some pretty extreme population growth, but you know, they're pretty limited by predators and other factors.
I was just going to ask you that. The predators, the fox, I mean, everything loves rabbits. And they give up the ghost pretty easy. Squirrels are a lot tougher, but, you know, between the foxes, the coyotes, the red-tailed hawks, even more and more bald eagles we're seeing, I mean, they're like a shiner in fresh water or a killie in salt water. You wake up and something's going to try to eat you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that will eat them, but, that's kind of... They offset that by a pretty prolific breeding strategy. So it still works in their favor, I think, in the end.
Okay, man, the limiting factors to me, again, besides, you know, the predation naturally, and it's terrible from, I mean, just a ride we took recently. the habitat, for lack of a better word, habitat destruction. Listen, there's no habitat, no hunt. Peter, would you say that's the number one threat to the overall populations of both?
I would say probably, yeah, that would be the case. You look at most species now in the world, habitat loss is going to be a pretty important factor in their potential decline, if not the most important factor. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you're going to see that in New Jersey. However, I mean, we've got really fantastic lands, you know, both our wildlife management areas, right, as well as a lot of our other state park lands that are just really good habitat for both.
Yeah, state parks. Yeah, the state parks and forests. Also, up there in the north, we will hunt sometimes the Delaware Water Gap on the Jersey side, mm-hmm, and Denise will hunt on the Pennsy side. So, listen, there are opportunities on there, and there's some. Go to the digest. There's park lands open, county parks, and other areas where hunting is allowed, and you just have to, you know, go through the process getting permission or getting the permits or whatever it is. So, there are opportunities, but Peter, I'll tell you, it is, it's one area especially was so disheartening. I think it's about probably a 50 or 60 acre swath that is going to be, when I stopped and talked to some of the guys, it's going to be a huge car dealership, car and truck dealership. And I said, damn, man, we used to hunt rabbits here. No more. It's just like totally shaved down. But again, listen, there's plenty of opportunities out there. Long season. It starts today. Again, happy to hear. Pete, on the overall now. Out there in the field all the time. What do you think? Look like a good year for the squirrels and the cottontails?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, I personally have been seeing a ton out there. I think the mass crop is pretty good this year. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it should be good.
Okay, I've noticed especially, kind of spotty, but when they're out, these a pretty good white acorn crop, I'm seeing certain areas, beech nuts, hickory nuts. So the rabbits, or the cottontails rather, bushy tails, Pete, I'm too excited. I know where I'm going to be this afternoon, but it should be a good season. Listeners, get out if you can. It's again 4 cottontails, 5 squirrels, and you got some good eating afterwards. A chance to get out in the field early. You're not going to find much competition. That's one thing, Pete. I know. Again, I said in the opening set, a few more people squirrel hunting, but for the most part, it still remains an afterthought. Which in a way is a good thing, because you don't have that much competition out there. And I think it works. We have some great opportunities here for both species.
Yeah, I agree. You know, super fun opportunity. If you've never tried it before, I definitely recommend it. And it's a great way to get somebody new into hunting as well.
Okay, Peter. Cool. Well, Pete, thanks for joining us. We're going to let you go. I hope one of these days to meet you in the woods or maybe in the parking lot as we both share stories about getting limits, the bushy tails, and or some shots of cottontails. Hey, people, you know what's really wild? Try it. I've seen some guys doing this with the blunts, with the flu-flus. Hey, Pete, squirrel hunting with your compound or recurve with the blunt heads. Woo! Man, that is a challenge. Now, you have the muzzleloader season, people. That's, hey, go to page 60 in the digest. You have 2 huge swaths in North and South Jersey where you can muzzleloader hunt. It's going to be, let's see, you need, well, 36 caliber and smaller. The season's the 24th through November 11th. Then it reopens January 7th and runs through February 25th of 2023. Same limits and same hunting hour restrictions. But Pete, with the bow, I may have to revisit it. When I was younger and crazy, I was trying it. Not too successful. But again, just to add a new dimension to it, I may give it a shot, man. I'll let you know how we do.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate
Peter, you
it.
Take care and keep kicking ass with the wildlife, man. You're doing well.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
See you, brother. Yeah, Peter Stark, one of the young guns in the DEP's Fish and Wildlife. He's, I tell you, a very energetic, nice guy, and he's eager to out there in the field. It is it's going to be a good season. Starts today, people. Get out and enjoy. Come on. Come on. Or on the other hand, nah, you don't. And just leave the woods. Leave the woods at Tom P. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, my God. Our next segment. Woo. Man, you know, we try to review new products. I tell you, there's 2 heads out there. 100 grain, C4, and the Slang Blade from Fire in the Hole. Fire in the Hole! Check out these heads. We're going to be interviewing the company president and designer. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
There's a reason Comcast Business powers more businesses than any other provider. Actually, there's a few. Comcast Business offers the fastest reliable network, the peace of mind that comes with Security Edge, helping to protect all your connected devices, and the most reliable 5G mobile network. Want me to keep going? I can. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Technology solutions that put you ahead and give you serious savings. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with fast, reliable internet for just $49 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, find out how to get up to a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Offer ends 10/23/2022. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 50 megabits per second internet customers only. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Comcast Business Mobile utilizes the network with the most Root Metrics 5G data reliability wins in 1H2022. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Is sports betting about to become way more fun? You bet. Because the BetParks app has a brand new sports book. Live bets and parlays? You bet. Instant deposits and incredible app experience? You bet. Plus, your first bet is risk-free up to $750. So, are you already a winner just for signing up on the BetParks Sportsbook app? You bet. BetParks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Pennsylvania and New Jersey only.
This is Parks.
This is how you roll. This is how it goes. This is how you pop. This is how you rock. Take a chance, do a dance, little romance. This is how you... Excite. This is how you all night, 360, hit me, now we're going all in, I can feel it calling, the crowd, the light, the night, the sights, the vibe is right.
Parks, Pennsylvania's number one casino experience. This is how you win.
Must be 21, gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you getting hit hard by low trade offers?
Ouch, that was a blindside.
That's a personal foul.
Don't get blindsided by low trade offers. Bring any trade to Matt Platt Kia. Just because you don't see your new Kia on the lot doesn't mean you can't be driving it home tomorrow. Select from hundreds of new and certified Kias in stock or on the way. Worried about your credit? Forget it. We finance your future, not your past, with zero down and zero payments for 90 days. So bring any trade and drive home in a new Kia today with peace of mind. Matt Platt Kia's exclusive 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
Unapproved credit plus applicable taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Not all will qualify. Deferred payment through TFCU. Interest accrues from date of sale. Offers don't combine. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details.
Matt Black Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike, 8 Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 and Tom's River. Any trade, any trade, any trade. Bring any trade to Matt Flat Nissan, and AJ the Trade Man will give you more for your trade so you can drive away with peace of mind with Matt Flat Nissan's exclusive 4J Love It or Leave It return policy.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt Flat Nissan.
So cash in your vehicle now before it's too late and drive home in a new Nissan today. Because if you have a job clearing $350 per week, you can be approved today with zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and 1.9% financing. Stuck in a loan or lease? Matt Black Nissan will get you released. Just because you don't see your new Nissan on the lot doesn't mean you can't drive it home tomorrow. MattBlackNissan.com. Negative equity will be refinanced at the new vehicle. Interest accrues from date of sale. Not all will qualify. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlackNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 10-6-22. It's on at Matt Black Nissan on the Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. Actual Pie customer.
As a small business, we're always looking for ways that we can offer the quality product and get some cost savings.
Meet Michelle from J.J. Pfister Distilling Company, a small business in California. When looking for workers' comp coverage tailored to the company's needs, she discovered Pie Insurance.
We heard about Pie Insurance being geared for a small business, gave Pie a call, and ended up switching.
Is your small business overpaying for workers' comp insurance? See how much you can save at ineedpie.com. Plus, with pay-as-you-go billing, your premium is based on your actual payroll, which means no additional bill if your business grows.
We saved about 30% off of our workers' comp insurance when we switched to Pie.
It's as easy as pie to get the savings you deserve. Ask your agent for pie or get a quote in 3 minutes at ineedpie.com. That's ineedpie.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Telling you something, people. We try to do product reviews when we can periodically during these broadcasts over the years, predicated on the seasons. I came across this press release and this product about a week and a half ago. And let me tell you something. It's a fixed broadhead and a mechanical. The mechanical especially. Absolutely, absolutely, positively scary. The company is called Fire in the Hole. It's based in Illinois. Joining us on the line right now is Kenny Isringhausen. He is the owner and CEO of Fire in the Hole. We're going to be talking for the next few minutes. His C4 fixed broadhead for crossbows, deadly, a true one-inch hole. And what I see is the amazing, he calls it the slang blade, with check this out. This is why I had to call the guy himself. I said, check this out. A four-inch cut. You heard that correctly. A four-inch cut. Katie, man, you're going to be causing waves here in the Northeast when this product gets out of pegboards here, brother. How you doing?
Just fine, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yo, more than welcome to have you on. Can we talk the past couple of days? These products are absolutely amazing. The little guy making a big impact. I know you're pretty strong there in the Midwest, Northwest, whatever. But, man, these things, once they get here, I see them as being probably one of the most outrageous broadheads for deer, and if we ever open the season again, bears that I've come across in a long time. Let's talk Fire in the Hole crossbow broadhead first. That C4 one-inch cut, pretty cool-looking fixed head. Go with it, man.
Yeah, I came up with that idea back in 2009. And then the reason is I'm like everyone else. I had a broadhead didn't quite work like I thought it should. So I decided I could sit down and make something a little bit better. And I come up with this idea, and we started working with it. Made some prototypes, went out, killed a few deer with it. Liked what was going on, and it took us about 6 years actually to get it to the part where we started to market it in 2015, kind of a mm-hmm. little bit here in the Midwest. What it does is it cuts a complete one-inch hole out of an animal. It's not, you're not, all the other fixed blades make slices, you know, two, three, four blades, mm-hmm. whatever you got there. And they make a slice through the animal. Well, my idea was, I hated those blood trails where you get down on your hands and knees and you get a spot here and you get a spot there and you got, Touché. You know, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, everybody out there trying to look for the deer, right? I mean, you know, you take a pack out there trying to find the animal. And I just thought, there's got to be a better way. Well, when we came up with this, the first couple of deer that we shot and killed with them, they only ran about 30 yards. You could see them go down every time.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of blood, I mean, just think about that. Instead of taking slices out of an animal, now you're taking a whole, a complete whole out of that animal. You're taking the bone, the fat, the lungs, the heart, whatever you got, and you're completely taking that out of the animal. They don't go anywhere with that mm-hmm. kind of damage to them.
Okay, the ring around this, the center of the head itself, go into that. That's intriguing.
Yeah, what we did was we fashioned a 1-inch cutting ring. It's smooth on the inside. It's sharp on the outside. So what happens is whenever you hit your animal, the front part of it is just a regular fixed three-blade broadhead. You have the point, the chisel tip, and then you have three blades. So it works just the same until it gets back there to the ring. And what the ring does is actually clean out what your blades have already done. So it cuts off that smooth, and it goes through that hole in the center. So it just absolutely just cleans out the hole for you.
I'm telling you, people, to see this, again, we'll get to the website, whatever, later. We're speaking with Kenny Isringhouse, and he is the owner, CEO of Fire in the Hole, archery broadhead and mechanical head manufacturer. That. So I'm still like sweating in my upper lip here thinking, man, I can't wait to be trying these. Now, you said this was 6 years in the making. Now, we'll get to the slang blade in a second. Well, is this a single project, or I know you're a tinkerer, you know, engineer, whatever. Did you have other projects, again, in the broadhead design that you were working on along with the C4?
We have our next version coming out is going to be called the Sidewinder. Mm-hmm. It is also a ring fixed broadhead. It has some special, unique things that we have learned by making broadheads to make it a little sleeker, a little faster. We've already ran it through the prototype stages. We've taken animals with it. We like it. We're working through our Fire in the Hole C4 inventory, and then we're going to come out with the sling blade. But the Sidewinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get interrupt you. Time's short, but again, listen, we already scheduled, can't believe it. He's going to be on several times over the next few months coming on. This slang blade compound bow broadhead now, it can also be used, you said, with a recurve and also with a crossbow, correct?
Yes, it'll shoot traditional, compound, or crossbow. It's the only model I know out there on the market that will do that. And the reason it will do that is it is a 4-inch cut, like Tom said, when it's fully open. But when it's closed and you're shooting it, it's only 7/8 of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
It has cut on contact blades. Let me back up a little bit on that one.
This is amazing.
I had people ask me, since I made a fixed blade, you know, you get people, well, I only shoot mechanicals. So I did come up with another design before this, but it wasn't like, ooh, ah. Mm-hmm. I just thought I could do better. Well, when I came up with this 4-inch idea by doing the broadheads and the bow fishing tip that I have, I learned a lot about, you know, kinetic energy and friction and physics and all that stuff. Which I have a background in. And I just thought there was a better way to do that. And there's never been a 4-inch broadhead. And I thought, I there's got to be a way I can do that. I learned from making the C4 that half of the weight in the ferrule of the broadhead is in the ferrule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
So if you want to make wider blades, reduce the ferrule as much as you possibly can and put all the weight in the blades. So that's what we did. Our ferrule looks like a field point
that
you cut a slot in. You put the blades in, which they are mini knife blades. They're not really broadhead blades. They're small knife blades. They're turned around. They got a cut on contact. Take your finger and make a peace sign. That's your broadhead.
That's it, yeah.
All right? That's how it flies. Now, if you take your fingers and you push against anything, they want to go outside. They want to go to the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same way this broadhead works. It hits at 7/8 of an inch. It uses the animal's body to stab, not cut, stab and cut to the side. It stabs in and cuts to the side. If you look at the design, there's angles on it on the front of the blade, which we worked with to make sure that is the optimum angle for these cut-on-contact blades to hit and go out to the side. You're going to make a 1-inch incision cut on your entrance hole. It's going to open to a whopping 4 inches and go through the vitals and take 4 inches out.
Kenny,
you can see the damage on the website.
I could see this on quartering shots.
Well, hard quartering shots, no problem. Because when I made this design, sat down and made this design, I wanted to make sure it would took care of every problem that, you know, we traditionally see on mechanicals. The cut-on-contact blades is the key to the hard quartering shot. The points on those with the beveled blade has got to open. It engages as soon as you touch that point. As soon as that point touches that animal, it stabs and cuts. Has to. The way the angles are set, the way it's all set up, it has to go. And we've done it in the field. We've done it in the field over and over again. Every claim that I'm going to make on these broadheads, we do this by actually taking out hunting with them. We don't use some backyard test or some, you know, our final test before we release a broadhead is it has got to go out in the field and perform exactly like we want it to, or it doesn't see the market. That's why the ring broadhead took 6 years, because we just couldn't get it like we wanted it to.
Right. Okay. And listen, just a full disclosure here. My check's already in the mail out to Illinois, bud. You know, it's on the way. But Ken, let me ask you this. Listen, when you see the packages, when you go to the website, it's very unorthodox looking. Again, like a peace sign held together with what size rubber bands are those?
They're 3/16 extra heavy dental bands, and I use those because that's something that you can go to Walmart, Walgreens, you can get them off Amazon. Mm-hmm. There's something you can get. We can get it from your dentist. Okay. They're readily available.
Yeah. Now, you've done the Midwestern shows. You've been recognized by Archery Trade Association. I mean, this is legit, people. It just looks weird. But now the reaction from these Midwestern guys, hardcore as we are here, their reaction upon seeing this at the shows, the consumer shows, like, what the hell is that? Have you had that response?
Oh, yeah. They're just people. Once they slow down a little bit and look at what we've done, they get it. Mm-hmm. It just takes them a while because you're right. It looks completely out of the norm. It works on a complete set of different principles than any other broadhead that you've got out there, because most everything else uses a trigger mechanism that opens up fully on the front of the animal. We don't.
Right.
The only other thing that's close to us is the rear deploying, like a swacker type thing,
right,
that opens in the rear. We're not quite like that. We're fully open whenever we come through. Mm-hmm. We retain all our kinetic energy by using the cut-on contacts. That's why we can use it for the traditional. The lowest poundage that we have got a confirmed kill is Matt Holliday from Colorado that killed a mule deer doe at 35 pounds.
Wow. Oh, that's out.
All the way up to your fastest, 500 feet per second crossbow.
Okay, I understand that this was made primarily, actually, like you told me, for deer in mind. But now I understand.
It was designed for deer.
I understand that elk have been taken with this head.
Yes, elk, deer, bear, hogs, turkey, elk, pronghorn, geese. I just got a guy that sent me goose pictures this morning. They're out hunting geese with this thing. They killed 4 this morning, so okay. That's a new one. groundhogs, coyotes, mm-hmm. And anything that you want to throw it at.
Okay, listeners, joining us on the line right now, we're up against a hard break, and he will be back as a return guest because I can't wait to try these things. Neither can my lovely Dee Marie and some other friends. We're turning onto this. It's Kenny Isringhausen, owner and CEO, Fire in the Hole. Check it out. Ken, give that website, please.
www.firenthole.com.
And check these out. The C4 fixed broadhead, I am loving that with a clean one-inch hole. Blood's not going to clot, man. It's going to just go right through. But the amazing slang blade, a four-inch, ultimate four-inch cut. People, check it out. Kenny, hope to we're going to book you again pretty soon, man. We'll talk more on this. Innovative, small guy makes good. I say you have. I know you caught the attention of some of the bigger manufacturers. That I heard through the archery grapevine, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay, you take care. One more time with that website. Hey, throw a phone number in too, man.
www.firenthehole.com. You can call me at 618-535-1368. And thank you, Tom.
And Ken, oh, you're welcome. And the check, you should, what's today? Today's Saturday. You should get it by, it should be in your hands by Monday or Tuesday. You don't understand, man. October 1st is the statewide season. We were just too jammed to get out there during this early season. You know, certain DMZs around the state. I'm going to be armed for bear. Well, no, I can't say that. Yeah, it's Jersey. You take care of a nice talking to you, and we'll get you back on Rack and Fin. Talk more of this amazing product.
Thank you.
We'll see you, brother. You have to see this thing. Actually, you have to see both of these things. Whoa. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to become a hurricane by Monday as it tracks through the Caribbean towards Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is declaring a state of emergency for 24 Florida counties, expecting them to be impacted by what could very well be a major hurricane likely to strike the state's southwestern coast along the Gulf of Mexico.
Fox's Evan Brown, Ian's expected to reach Florida as a Category 3 hurricane by Tuesday or Wednesday. A judge in Arizona rules the state can enforce a near-total ban on abortion that's been blocked for nearly 50 years.
A Pima County Superior Court judge grants Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich's request to lift an injunction on an over 100-year-old statute, making it illegal to have or provide abortions with exemptions for saving a mother's life.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. A nice start to the weekend with mostly sunny skies today. Expect a daytime high of 71. Clear to partly cloudy skies for tonight with a low of 52. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine will reach a high tomorrow of 79. Partly sunny skies Monday. It'll be breezy. We'll reach a high Monday of 77. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 24th and 25th. Hey, big event going on this weekend. I plan to be there. Me and the lovely D. Marie. Tomorrow, if I can get it, the saltwater fishing is really popping up, and she is chomping at the bit to get to a certain part of the bay. I'm not going to mention which bay or which area, but there are some stripers around. But anyway, it's the old-time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show going on at Tip Seaman Park today and tomorrow, 40th annual. Can you imagine that? Okay, hours today are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. There's over 300... well over 300 plus exhibitors. There's remote free parking. They have shuttle buses in the whole bit. We had Gurman, the show promoter, on last week to talk about this event. It's going to be a super time. Now I want to key in on some of the exhibitors that I'm going to be visiting and then doing some chatting with. New Jersey Conservation Officers Association, New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife, New Jersey Ducks Unlimited, New Jersey Waterfowlers, National Rifle Association, and Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, with all the BS that Murphy's pulling out there, man. It's unreal. Bell's Decoys is going to be there. Duckaroo, Estuary Duck Boats, Grove Point Outfitters, Jody Hillman Decoys. Jody! You rock, man. Jody does do some great stuff. New Jersey Fur Harvesters, New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. It's a hell of an event. It's free. It's free. If it's free, it's me. Get there 2 days, everything and anything you want. Very historic stuff, too. The carvers are what blow my mind. I knew someone years and years and years ago. Hey, we'll go to the decoy show in Ocean City, Maryland. So I'm looking at this. Boy, why are these things so expensive? You got to be crazy. You got to be. Well, this young lady I knew took up carving. Whoa, going to find the right wood for it. Mary, Mother of God and all the saints. That was, you had to get Tupelo wood or something like that. She was an artist, but, you know, to the pen and ink and that stuff. Never got new to the carving game. And she made a cardinal and gave it to my mom. Well, I miss my mom every day, man. Oh, that was a, hey, by the way, thanks for all the birthday wishes, people from the other day. I sort of went off the grid, but I really appreciate it. All the time it took. And I said, wow, this is exquisite. Yet when you, she's not real. When we compared it to, went to other decoy shows and saw the songbird thing, man, it's a lot of work. No wonder they're so expensive. Hats off to you carvers. You deserve every penny, every dollar you get from that. But one booth in particular is drawing our attention big time. ACP Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Scents. They have this new urine-free deer scent, and they upgraded their cover scent with bigger bottle. Thank God. I'm buying all these little bottles. Hey, Ronnie, what's with this? Join us online right now. Good friend of Rock and Fin Radio for the 19 years we've been on the air. It's Ronnie Jones. He is the president owner. ACP Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Scents. Want to talk the cover scent? New packaging, bigger bottle. Stuff really works beautifully, people. Trust me on that. And his new three new deer urine-free scents, TC4 DUF. Mox Grape 5 DUF and Old Timer 2. Not one, Old Timer 2 DUF. Sorry, Ron, I get too excited. How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. I make it out, Tom.
Now, Ron, Ronnie's so gracious because when I show up, I always have the plate with at least four or five funnel cakes in it, and I have all the sugar all over my face. And Ronnie's always good there with a handy wipe, his lovely wife Donna with a second handy wipe, and then we get to talk. Ron, I'm excited with this new scrape stuff you have. Deer urine free, you know, that's, they have to be free of the servitor bovine components there. So tell us about that. Then we'll get to the cover scent. But go with the new scents, and how long in the making, bro?
Well, we've been working on it for 4 or 5 years, trying to come up with the scents that, because we saw it coming. And we started to work with different types of natural urines that could be the base that would not be banned. It wouldn't be the cervid or the bovines. And we came up with it, and that's where we came up with the DUFs, the deer urine free. These scents are the same ingredients, if you will, of TC plus.
Mm-hmm.
Just minus the urines, the deer urine, the Mox Grape 4, the Mox Grape 5 now, DUF, is the exact same as the Mox Grape 4 minus the urine, the deer urine. And then the Old Timer 2 is the same ingredients other than the... So in other words, it's totally legal, and it's got the same drawing power. You know, most folks don't realize that there's other things that deer are attracted to. So we just took those proven ingredients, and I won't tell you what they are, but we took those proven ingredients, and most of them have been synthetic for years anyway.
Right.
And we just added those to the formulation with a non-banned natural urine and then put it out there.
Let's just add some ligature to this conversation. Ron, what was it, Ronnie? 5 or 6 years ago, again, you told me, Tommy P, listen, this chronic wasting disease thing, it's going to be getting crazy. They're going to start banning stuff. And I think at the time, Virginia, New Hampshire were considering it or just did. And Ronnie, it came to fruition. Again, listen, stop the possible spread of chronic wasting disease in New Jersey caused by the prions and the soil, et cetera, ad infinitum. But Ronnie, you called it, man. You saw that one coming down the pike long before everyone else in Jersey did.
Well, you got to be looking ahead, just like everything else we do. We're looking at the predator calls, and we're looking at the duck calls, the wood duck calls, our hen teal calls. We're going to have a lot here at the show today. You got to look ahead. You can't just look at what's right in front of you. You got to look 20 steps ahead of you. So,
and a small
that's,
man.
That's what we've been doing for the last 40 years.
And successful, Ron, successful business as you are, it's you're always one step ahead of more regulations. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just, we got to live with them. So I don't like them, but we got to live with them. So we just keep moving on. Just
yeah, right. Listen,
like,
to me.
My
Jonesy, there's been hallelujahs, hallelujahs, hallelujahs about your getting a bigger bottle now of your outrageous cover set. Thank God, Jonesy, I'm buying all these little bottles. Go into that, please. So I guess the you and cry, Jonesy, do something about that. And you and Wyatt and Donna got it done, correct?
Yeah, we finally increased the size. We used to be the 8 ounce, and then guys was buying that, and they would say, "Can you get a bigger bottle?"
Yeah.
So we went to 16 ounces for guys, and I just had a guy put an order in the other day, and I said, "What are you doing, drinking this stuff?" And he
that wasn't me, people. It wasn't me.
And he goes, "I hunt a lot." And I said, "I know, but good night, you know." And he goes, "It's the only stuff that's working now." Yeah. You know, I'm not bashing anybody else's, but for the last 20 years, that's our cover sense of work. And it's the best known secret. You know that. Guys,
yep.
When it works for somebody, guys don't want to talk about it.
Exactly right. And that's what, that in a way, that's a good thing. Man, Ron, this stuff really kicks butt. On the other hand, I don't want to tell anybody about it. You know?
Really. I'll have two young ladies come up to the show. They'll come out. And they'll reach in for their phone, and I know exactly what they're doing. They're going to bring out pictures of the deer they killed last year on my products, and I'll say, "Can I post it?" And they'll say, "Nope."
Listen, I saw that happen once. Jonesy shot me a look of pure, a big smile on his face. By the way, you're pretty rugged looking. I think you should have been in the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, Ronnie. But and just a look at his face, like, see, it works, but they won't tell anybody. So. Well, Ron, listen, we're up against a hard break. You've got a couple of minutes left. Proper application of your cover set. You missed it in there. You sprayed on your boots to drag. What's the dealio, Ronnie?
Well, the 2-in-1 spray, you spray your clothes down just like you would any other. It's an odor reducer with a cover scent added to it. Our cover scent oils, that's where you would take the, whether it's the cedar, the pine, or the dirt, or forest and fields, there's four of them. You just take the bottle, and 1 ounce bottle will last you all season. You just take one and a half inch line on each forearm and a rope above each knee on your pants or your shirt, and it's you've got full day coverage at that point. You know, a lot of guys will just take it and throw a rag, put it on a rag, and throw it into their container that they're holding their clothes in when they're not hunting. And I've got one old boy that smokes like a steam shovel, and his coveralls are greased up because he works in them, and he'll buy a bottle of pine and pour a whole bottle on that for about a week before the season, and he kills deer.
Yeah.
I'm amazing.
Listen, check it out. Get to the Tuckerton Seaport and Tip Seaman Park. It's going to be both locations right there on Route 9 in Tuckerton, right there in Pacon Lake. Big bass in there, Ron. Oh, but that's another story. And get down there at Lakeside, ACP Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Sense, right next to the New Jersey Waterfowlers exhibit, and check it out. Ronnie, I'll see you tomorrow. Funnel cakes and all, little brother.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Is your Denise coming?
Ron, it's going to be I can't say flip of the coin or what. She's really keying in on, we're hearing about some stripers in the back base. She wants to get on those. She got the deer thing and squirrel thing going and rabbit thing going. She's just amazing. So it's going to be a flip of the coin. And I follow her direction, Ronnie. You know that.
That's it, buddy. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Then,
see you. I'll take care, man. See
you. All right. See you. Bye-bye.
You're most likely going to get there tomorrow afternoon. Check it out, listeners. The 40th annual. Wow, that many years. It's fantastic. And they have the duck and goose calling contest. In fact, the New Jersey Duck Calling Championship is going to be conducted there. And the winner will represent New Jersey at the World Championship in Stuttgart, Arkansas in November. Old Time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show. That's today and tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Over 300 exhibitors. Check it out. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rockin' Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone.
Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
At Rossi Honda, don't wait for new inventory to arrive from the factory. Order your next vehicle today. Become a VIP and hold your rate up to January 31st, 2023. Get 1.9% financing for 48 months on a new Pilot or Passport. Get up to $750 in savings with a loyalty lease on Civic, Accord, and Insight. The time is now. On the lot or special order. Get the vehicle and deal you want. Rossi Honda or RossiHonda.com. We treat you better. Period.
Dell's semi-annual sale has arrived, and now's your chance to get some of our best prices guaranteed. Save big on top tech, including XPS and Alienware computers powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, free shipping on everything. Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to take advantage of great deals during our signature savings event.
Right now, you can get free carpet installation from The Home Depot. So while we're putting in your new carpet, you'll have more time to take care of the lawn, get started on dinner, or just lay down and relax on your new carpet after it's installed. Ah. Get your free carpet installation started with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs. But the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more. And you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll wrap it up for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. But hello! We got a couple of minutes for some quick fishery reports. Joining us online right now is Jeff at Hand Soup Bait and Tackle on Air. Route 1 on Cape May. Jeffy, what's happening, brother? What do you got?
Are we talking offshore fishing?
Offshore, back bay, mid-range, surf. What's happening in Cape May Way?
Are in the Cape May Way. We got out at the canyon. Seems like sword fishing has been the hot topic and bomb dropping for tile fish. Tuna kind of seem to scatter away from our canyon. Some guys are still coming in with one fish or so. There's been some wahoo around. You want to bump up your troll a little bit, throw some larger baits and obnoxious colors. You might get yourself a shot at a nice wahoo.
Nice.
Tons of mahis around the lobster pots and the sea bass pots inshore. Flounder fishing has been pretty good, heating up on the reefs, even still getting a couple guys doing well in the back bays. If you're going to fish the back bays this time of year, make sure you bring a minnow.
Good point, Jeff.
we got some tide runner weak fish coming in. Reports are a little bit scarce, but some guys putting the time in are still, you know, producing some nice fish. There's been some bluefish around, coming in close to the surf up to about 2 or 3 miles off. Following pods of bunker inshore on the surf. You want to be around looking for the bait fish flipping, spearing, mullet, all that stuff this time of year.
Jeff, any word of stripers or the specks in the back yet?
I've not heard of any specks. There are plenty of stripers to be had in the back bays. Early mornings and evenings with surface lures, poppers, stuff like that. Around the bridges at night with lights, you know, quarter ounce, 3/8 ounce jig head with some assortment of colors, of soft plastics.
Beautiful.
Still waiting on maybe a spec report or a redfish report, but I haven't heard anything yet.
The mullet's starting
to stage up to head out offshore. Hopefully this happens soon.
We got it, Jeff. Take care, man. Have a great weekend.
You got it.
We're going to wrap it up with Justin down there, Fanatics Bait and Tackle. No, Fanatics Marine Supply, I should say, with some premium bait and tackle there on West Avenue in Ocean City. Justin, what's happening, little brother?
What's up, Tom? There's been a lot of fish around, surprisingly. This past week, big fluke have pushed into the inlet for some odd reason, especially under mullet and under peanut bunker. I've heard a lot of fish, you know, 20 inches and up. We actually had albies push into the inlet as well. Bluefish,
nice.
I'm hearing spot weak fish. It's just been a smorgasbord of fish. Tog around all the piers, striper at night around the piers.
There you go.
It's been really good.
Justin,
you're not going to be able to fish right now with the hurricane, but there's been a ton of spot out there.
Have there been any kingfish in the surf?
If you can weed through the thousands of spot, yes.
Oh, that's a problem to have.
Exactly.
Hey, a question here, Jay. Have you been able to get out at all?
Very little, but I mean, personally, I lost an 8 to 10 pound weak fish the other night in Great Egg Bay. But it is what it is. You know, the fish are around. You got to lose some to win some.
Okay, brother. We'll catch you next week, man.
Hold on. I do got one more for you.
What?
There's been a lot of big perch around too.
Ooh.
Pound and a half to 2 pound average from what I've been hearing.
Are the Tuckahoe River, Egg Harbor River, or Middle River, or all three?
All three, and they're pushing into the bay.
Well, I'll see you guys Monday.
All right, man.
See you, man. Take care.
All right, Tom. No problem.
And that'll do it for this week on Rock and Fin Radio. Hey, so for all your power needs, batteries plus bulbs, right here, 900 Tilton Road, Suite 3 in Northville. Also, the other store, 1215 Route 73 in Mount Laurel. Your boats, your ATVs, your trucks. This is power is important. We're going to have Scott Spencer, shout out. He's going to be in a couple weeks talking now, especially the new headlamps coming out. You're tracking those deer at night, man, getting into the woods at night, coming out of the woods at night. These things are primo. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Happy New Year. Oh, squirrels and bunnies. And see you at the Decoy Show tomorrow afternoon.